memorabilia all over the place in terms of signs, signals, lights, anything to do with the railways we're interested in. And we recently were able to buy back the original signal box sign for Heacham, which we had to pay for, and it would have been taken from the site when the site was closed down in 1969 for virtually nothing, and we have to buy it back. And we've also got the running inboard for Heacham, which we've yet to display.
Are there any of the tracks left?
No, we had to bring in 60 feet of track to accommodate the carriage. Unfortunately, the rail track was taken up within 3 or 4 weeks of the line closing in 69. It's very unfortunate, really, because had a preserved railway society purchased the whole lot, it would have been a wonderful attraction. 16 and a half miles of coastal track would have been a real crowd pull.
Exactly, yeah. So the sort of people that come and stay with you, I guess you've got lots of train enthusiasts.
Yes, we do. I would think the majority have got some connection with the railway. Either they've worked on the railway or their grandfather worked on this particular line. But certainly we do get the majority of people who've got an interest in railway activity.
So have you used lots of railway puns then in all your marketing and publicity? Do you talk about having a sleeper rather than a stayover? Or?
No. No, we just have it as a railway holiday experience. Just the ticket, I think we have on our brochure.
Very good. Have you ever had anybody who actually drove one of those trains, including that carriage, stay with you?
Yes, we have. We've had lots of engine drivers and singlemen who stayed, and it's been a real nostalgic return visit for them. They've thoroughly enjoyed it.
So are you open all year round? Because I'm guessing you've got some kind of heating, because a carriage would be quite cold, wouldn't it, in the middle of winter?
It can be cold in the winter, but it's got central heating. But at this time of the year, it gets very, very warm.
And the actual building that you've got next to the carriage, when was that built? When does that go back to?
1862.
That's when the trains arrived.
That's right. 1862 was the first train, and the buildings date back to those times. There's been some modifications, obviously, to the station master's house, which we occupy. It would have been much smaller than it is today.
Would it have been adjacent to the platform then?
Yes, right next to the platform.
And nothing's left of that today, is there?
Only the platform edging, but most of the coping stones have disappeared. We're trying to bring some of them back. But it's clearly, you can see where the trains went. And there's evidence, or there was evidence, of a turntable. But there's a roadway going over that now, because it was a very, very busy station in its day.
What would the station have been called in its day?
The Heacham Station. Okay. Originally, it was started as the King's Lynn to Hunstanton Railway Company. It then became Great Eastern Railways, and then British Railways took it over.
Okay. So people can obviously book online to stay with you, Terry. Where do they need to go to find out more?
Well, if they just Google the old station, Heacham, they'll find all the information there, all the history from the station and the conversion of the carriage and the pictures of the carriage arriving back in 2006, 2007, which was an exciting day in itself.